The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Running a small business has never been easy, but with competition from big business online and on the ground, survival seems to have never been so challenging. So, is the end nigh for independent Irish enterprises? And who are the heels dug in owners who are fighting on? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Now, all locked up.
It's 5 o'clock at Jerry Keane's Wallpapers on the Naas Road in Dublin. And Eamon Keane, current managing director, is closing up shop.
That's brother Derek, so he runs the
warehouse.
It's
lovely to meet you. Hi, nice. Do you know, you both look kind of Italian or something.
Oh, yeah. He's a very good looking fella.
Yeah,
he's
can't help looking fella. Glad to be chuffed to be heard that.
Yeah.
It's not the last time the brothers are bringing down the shutters on this and their Talbot Street store. But one evening soon, it will be.
My dad opened the shop in Talbot Street in 1972, so 53 years ago. And strange as it may seem, most of the staff in there have been there for the whole journey. The manager in there is Billy Carr, and everyone calls him Jerry. They think he's Jerry, and he's happy enough with that.
Like many small Irish businesses, Eamon's industry has become dominated by big players that can afford to undercut prices and keep costs low.
There's a DIY store now on every junction on the M50. They do take that little 10% here and 15% there that makes the difference in viability. And then, of course, the internet has made a difference. All of a sudden, you have these monsters, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad sense. Amazon's et al. And the massive range that is available online is kind of hard to compete with, but it's been a great journey. We just feel it's reached its natural end of life.
Since January 2025, more than 3,250 Irish businesses have folded. So what's keeping some afloat and not others? Is it still possible for small Irish business to compete with big? Or is the future of independent shops here a closed shutter affair?
These are our steel drums that we actually found them at a toy fair earlier this year. But they are one of the few things that we can have on display and have people play all day without going insane because the sound is lovely off them.
Catherine Staunton is standing on the floor of Nimble Fingers, her family's toy shop that's so iconic it inspired the Late Late Toy Show. And what was it like growing up as a kid with your parents owning a toy shop? I mean, that has to be every kid's dream.
Yeah, I remember I used to come in here with a basket. I'd do a lap and take whatever I wanted, but it was often all put back before I could make it out the door, unfortunately.
With large-scale competitors like Smith's and Toys R Us, Catherine says that differentiation is key to their continued success.
You know, they are a competitor, but at the same time, we are very different. We do a lot of wooden toys, a lot of it comes from Germany, a lot of books as well, jigsaws, a lot of craft, Sylvanian families. They've had a bit of a comeback. There's a whole new fan base now for Sylvanians. I think they call them kiddults. So, yeah, you get a lot of kind of older kids and adults now coming in to buy them. And then Lego as well, that's, you know, there's a lot of that geared towards adults now, which is great. So they don't have to come in and pretend they're buying it for somebody else. And then Pokemon as well there's a lot of older kids and adults buying the Pokemon trading cards.
Internet trends might be spurring on a new market for Nimble Fingers offering. But is online purchasing hurting trade too?
Luckily, a huge cohort of our customer base aren't ever going to shop online, like small children. You know, they're not going to go online with their pocket money or whatever. And then the grandparents as well, they want to come in, they want to see what they're buying, and they want to get advice, and they want that, probably the human interaction as well. I think that's very important, particularly for elderly people. Nowadays, you know, they go to the supermarket or the bank and they're using a machine. So I think for us to be here and to be able to give them time. I remember even last Christmas here, I overheard one of the staff, she was telling the customer what they had bought last year. We know the customers personally, even the children as well, and what they like. We might be saying, oh, you know, so-and-so would love this. So to be able to do that, I think, is not as common nowadays.
Like Nimble Fingers, about 7 out of every 10 Irish businesses are family owned. as well as being a key part of the Irish economy, employing more than 930,000 people, their stories are also very human.
Well, my father just lived across the road, mm-hmm. and my mother was working in the local post office in Skerries. Mm-hmm. And my father took a shine to her. Mm-hmm. So every day he would go in and buy one penny stamp. And this went on for about a week or 10 days. Mm-hmm. And she ventured, Mr. Dowling, would you not want to buy maybe 10 together? And he said, no, I want to talk to you.
Brian Dowling is the owner of Dowling Electrical in Skerries.
Do a lot of serve you, aerials, dishes, all that type of range.
Yeah.
That'll be very, very popular now. Mm-hmm. And then we do some white goods, wash machines, fridges, fridge freezers. Mm-hmm. And then we do a lot of the small stuff, your kettle, your iron, your toaster. And then as times change, we would change as well.
Yeah.
Like at one stage, we've done loads of mobile phones, where mobile phones were pay as you go. You keep moving or evolving as things are moving.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we're all serve you and small stuff, but next 2 years, we could be on something different.
Brian is one of the dwindling few independent electrical goods stores here in Ireland, which now compete with international behemoths like Harvey Norman and larger Irish companies like DID Electrical. Why do you think people continue to come to you here?
I think for less hassle. I want a washing machine, Brian. I'd like to buy it of you. And I'd say it's because we'll organise delivery that'll suit them. Mm-hmm. And then we ring the plumber for them. We'll arrange with the plumber to do it just after we deliver. And then we call back and get the old washing machine. So they don't have the trouble of maybe having to stay in all day and wait for all these guys to come. Mm. So mainly on service, okay, they might pay a little bit extra because you couldn't compete on the same level, but they get good service. I think they trust the shop. Mm. We'd have one or two customers over the years that would just say, send me up a washing machine. There was no price discussed. There was no make discussed. Just send it up. So you're going to pick whatever's going to suit because mm-hmm. you know what they're looking for. And I think some of the local shops, you get that.
By carving out niches, personalising service and fostering customer loyalty, small businesses like Dowling's Electrical and Nimble Fingers are doing well in their big business dominated fields. But is it still possible to grow a small business in Ireland today?
I started in the retail business sweeping the floors in Pennies in Sligo. And this year we'll do approximately 40 million turnover.
Anthony Gallagher is the founder of Pet Stop, an Irish company that's ridden the rising wave of pet obsession here, with more than 15 stores now nationwide.
Is that cat Carpaccio?
Yes, it is, yeah. Have you seen the wedding dresses for dogs, no?
What?
So you have a tuxedo for your dog and a beautiful wedding dress. And to be honest with you, we bought them for the crack, right? And we have been selling them over a while. But they're selling very well. They're selling very well. People love them, you know. So they can be the ring bearers. There's a little pocket to put the rings inside. And they can bring the rings up, yeah, during the ceremony.
And there's a veil on the bride's dress
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely essential. You don't want her to look out of place, do you? It's the height of couture for weddings in Pet Stop.
Pet Stop is the second biggest player in the Irish pet shop market. Though Anthony says small businesses have advantages of their own.
I mean, people like to shop locally. You know, if you've got a good offer for your customer in any retail sector, but in pet especially, because the beauty about owning a pet store is that people will generally bring their pets in with them and they will live to be, you know, dog can live to be 12 to 15 years, cat can live up to 20 years, you know. So you don't have to be the cheapest in the market, but if you're given really good products, really good advice, and you develop a relationship with your pet, with the pet owners and the pet, mm-hmm. who'll be delighted to come in and see you. I mean, absolutely. There is no reason why smaller stores can't compete. So if they really specialise in what they think their local customers want, yeah, absolutely, there's room for everybody.
Small business owners do have license to be a little more creative in their offering.
At the moment, you can hear in the background our team talking. They're putting together outfits for our fashion show. So we run a series of fashion shows every season. This is our third one this season. It's on Friday morning. customers come down, we offer them complimentary tea and coffee and a little treat. They get to see the outfits on real people. So we use our own staff as our models. So they're real shapes and sizes and they look stunning. And it's brilliant. It's a day out. Again, we're giving back to our customers to have something, but also it inspires them maybe to buy a little something as well, which is fantastic.
Rebecca Harrison is Managing Director of Fishers in Newtown Mount Kennedy, County Wicklow.
I suppose we're a destination department store. We have retail here, but we also have a cafe and we have a kind of wellness hub now. We have 13 different businesses all operating from here with their own small businesses. So lots of small business going on here in Newtown Mount Kennedy.
Rebecca also works on the Council of the Small Firms Association.
Look, I think it's really difficult, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that side of it. Our margins are tiny in comparison when you're competing against bigger companies. The costs have really gone up so much and have impacted adversely much, much more so the smaller businesses, particularly in this year coming ahead. We've got another hike in minimum wage. We've got another increased costs coming back up again in energy costs. You've got the auto enrolment pension, all of which are great schemes and our staff need them. But the problem is that it has to come from one pool of resources and of the money that we have coming in. Our customers do not want us to put up our prices. They're not going to come and buy if we put up our prices. So that pool, which was already tiny, is diminished. And so the numbers just are going to stop adding up, to be honest, and people are going to close. People are taking the opportunity to retire. The next generation see how hard the older generation has worked and has no interest in going in and fighting for every cent, literally, that there is to have. So people are retiring early and business are going to close. And we were so disappointed with the recent budget to see no supports for small businesses. They were talking about a PRSI rebate to help with that cost of things going up as well. And it isn't there. The places that are going to be impacted the most are the small towns and villages around the country, like Newtown Mount Kennedy, where we are. And if the cafes and few shops that are left here can't survive because the numbers just don't add up, there's going to be nothing in those towns and villages, and it's going to be devastating for the country.
The messages on the website, the messages on Facebook and Instagram have been just ridiculous, you know. Oh, my nanny brought me in and it's, you know, great memories. And there was a lady crying on the phone from Mayo. You know what I mean? You don't expect it.
A couple of weeks out from closing his own shop, Eamon Keane is hoping to see the old familiar faces one last time.
No, all locked up. But as I say, not for the last time. We'll run until Christmas. So hopefully we'll get to see our favourite people again just before we go. Get to say goodbye maybe in January.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.